Open source software has become a quiet backbone of much of the technology we use every day. From websites to live streaming, from databases to security, churches often benefit from open source without even realizing it. But the question is not just whether we use open source. It's whether the church should also contribute back. When we look at the theology of community, stewardship, and mission, the answer is a clear yes. Community as a reflection of the body of Christ. The Apostle Paul describes the church as one body with many members, each contributing their unique gifts, 1 Corinthians 12. Open source works the same way. Developers, designers, translators, and testers bring their skills to strengthen software that benefits everyone. When churches contribute, whether by testing, offering feedback, documentation, or even funding, we live out this same principle of being a body that serves one another. Stewardship of resources. Churches are called to be wise stewards of what God has entrusted to them. Proprietary software can be costly, restrictive, and sometimes wasteful. Open source often lowers those costs, but it isn't truly free. It thrives because people give back through time, code, or resources. By contributing, churches practice stewardship, investing in tools that will continue serving not just themselves but the wider community. Mission and multiplication. The Great Commission, Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20, calls the church to spread the gospel and make disciples everywhere. Open source is in its own way a multiplying movement. A single contribution, like improving translation for a worship app or creating better live stream support, can ripple outward to bless thousands of churches across the globe. When churches contribute back, they align technology with mission, multiplying their impact far beyond their own walls. Practical ways churches can contribute. Not every church has software developers sitting in the pews, but every church has something to offer. Testing and feedback. Simply using open source tools and reporting bugs or suggestions helps. Documentation. Clear guides and instructions make software more accessible. Developing a YouTube channel that is dedicated to showing others how to use the software is invaluable. Translation. Churches with multilingual communities can help localize tools. Financial support. Most open source projects accept donations. Paying it forward is a great way to help. Sharing stories. Writing about how your church uses open source encourages others and grows the community. Conclusion. Technology is never neutral. It's a tool that can be used for kingdom purposes. Open source embodies values that resonate with the gospel: generosity, collaboration, and multiplication. By contributing back to the tools we use, churches not only support technology, but also bear witness to the collaborative, generous God we serve. What if the church saw open source not just as software, but as a digital mission field?